Thank you, Kristen. I don't love microphones, so can you all hear me? Oh, good.
I can hear you.
Thank you, Nick. Our first speaker, Don Teeters, I believe is the best person we could have gotten to talk about the history of the New England choral scene. He has played an innovative and crucial role in the development of Boston's choral scene for the past for over 50 years, and has contributed adventurous programming and inspired hundreds of people, I believe. Don is in his 42nd season as the music director of the Boston Cecilia. Is that right, Don?
Something like that.
And also something like his 44th season as the music director and organist at All Saints in Brookline. Over the past 30 years, Don's legacy in Boston has mushroomed all over town. He was the first conductor in the late 70s to start using period instruments for Baroque works. And really his legacy has given us what we have now, which is a city in which period performance is achieved at as high of a level as it is anywhere in the world. We also see evidence of his innovative spirit in all of the conditions that he was able to elicit support in his work as a conductor, and he consistently supported new music and New England composers during the entirety of his career. Don has manifold connections with Choral Arts New England, having actually worked with Bud Patterson very closely in the 1960s, and we awarded him the Alfred Nash Patterson Lifetime Achievement Award in 2005. Yeah?
I'm still alive.
Well, I'll stop talking and let you talk soon then. You have been quoted as having said that there is something mystical about music in Boston, and I believe that if that is true, it's partly because of you. Thank you so much for joining us and giving us your unique perspective on the history of our choral tradition here.